Today's Dr. Lamed Gimel, and we were in the middle of something last time, and I promised you we'd do the read buzz as well. So I've got a chart here to make it simpler. So let's go through it again. The way explained with Korban Eda, we have this individual. The first person is Mekadesh Isha from now until after 30 days. Okay, and then someone in between then comes along and is Mekadesh her and then divorces her. Okay, that was the case. Now, then the ends up 30 days expires. The first person dies or divorces her. The question is it considered Chozer Grushuta? Was it getting, is the get the individual did, is set number two in that window considered a get to the extent that it wouldn't be able to Maxi Grushuta? That such that it was considered for a real get, as if it was a mean marriage to, and it can't Maxi Grushuta. So it said Chad David or Chad Dayar, as the Korban Eda trust says. This he thought to say koshu kona, meaning that kinyan koshu we had, even though it was a fractional kinyan, because it was kone mushiyeret, then that is considered a good enough to make it married, such that the divorce now, if you like, would be considered divorced. And then if the number one person ended up married, like 30 days expired, it was therefore married and divorced her, it would, for the number two, it would be considered Chozer Grushato, meaning it's as if he gave her a get prior to being married to the number one, and he can't marry her again. So Amar Reb Zeira says, no, Lachash lo shimun kone kinyan gamur. He says, no, it's not considered a shi, meaning lav shu gamur at chulahu itchalim mahashto, umigmar log migmar ad achash lo shimun. Meaning when the number two effectively says, does a kiddushin, then divorces her, that kiddushin wasn't like another full kiddushin with some sort of shiur, but rather it was like beginning to be chal at later date. So the divorce isn't considered a strong enough divorce to make it as if now, again, this number two in the window did this kiddushin and then divorced within the same day. Then that is not considered a, let's call it a real enough get such that that it would be considered machzik grushato if the number one ended up marrying her and divorcing her or died. Okay. In other words, it's only because it was only the beginnings of a kiddushin, and it didn't have a chance to be chal, and the get effectively, if you like, let's say, stopped it. Avali says imosif, So lachash shloshim he adds, by the way, just kol shloshim yom koneh ve'eno koneh lachash, etc. That gives a change here. Chash shloshim koneh kinyan gamur. So aval imosif ba'hasheni kinyan gamur. However, if the sheni in the window didn't make the similar tnai to the first person, needed a full kiddushin, then Rishon, then he did the kiddushin to the full extent he was able to, and therefore the get is considered a full get. Again, is a number two in the window period, and therefore if number one ended up marrying again, the time expires, he ends up marrying her, then divorces, it will be considered machzik grushato. That's why the Korban Eda explains it. But the whole question, according to the Korban Eda, the sugya is really regarding this sheni in the window that married and divorced her. Okay, what is that considered? Is it considered good enough to be like? And the conclusion of Bizera, it depends what type of kiddushin he did. If it's a kiddushin with its tnai like the Rishon, then if he divorces her that day, well, it's not considered a proper full enough get. Whereas such that it would be considered mechzur kushato. Whereas if it was a full kiddushin without any tnai, say a stam kiddushin like he wanted to marry her, then the get would be considered a good get because of mechzur kushato. However, I promise you the ridbaz goes into a whoa. It's a long ridbaz here, and he explains no. The whole question is regarding just the rishon. The fact that we mentioned sheni at the end is another question. In other words, what the question is as follows: let's say when the Chamid Talmid Baye says Natan b'shachret amanat legarsha ben arba'im means this rishon then gives her a get, but he wanted to divorce her moments before the 30-day time expired. Is that considered a get or not? Meaning a proper, like she's a grusha. It may have, let's say, stopped the kiddush from Michal, but is it considered a proper get? So the Gemara, there's a Chad David Savar Meima Kosher Koneh. Meaning, what's, in other words, I'll just go back a step before I can give the answer. What's behind the suffix here? According to Rid Buzz. Behind the question is what is happening when the person is in Mikan Vada Chashoshim Yom? Is it that it is, it's starting now and if you like, completing at the 30 day? So it's like a gradual increase. And therefore, we'll get to that and explain what it means. But the kiddushin is only fully chal, let's call it, after the 30-day period expires. Or is it that it's a full kiddushin, a full kinyan, however, there's some sort of shiur in that that will allow the until the 30-day period expires that somebody else could do kiddushin? Okay? The difference would be then that if you say according to the first way, that it's only fully chal, like it begins and only ends after 30 days, then you're trying to do a get before the chalut kiddushin, so it wouldn't work. That's effectively the question. So the Gemara now says, so tchadavet saver kosher koneh. Kosher means it's not at chalat v'gemar like I showed in the notes. El it's a kinyan gamor, so therefore it's a good get. Have Amr is here. It says no. Again, the gears are saying kol yorshu koneh v'en koneh, and it's only really chal if like the end of the 30 days. Lachashrim koneh. So therefore, since it's a chalat v'gemar, then it can't be a get because you're trying to give a get before the Gerushin's chal. So what then is a nafka mina? It says, "Aval imo sifa ba sheni kinyan gamor karen alav lo chal ba rishon asher shichal shul vakachta." Meaning that if the sheni, this is an important point that the Ridbath points out, if a sheni comes in the intervening period and he tries to do a kiddushin in this window, then this kiddushin that the Baal Rishon tried to will never come to a full chalut kiddushin. So therefore, the get that he will give is a real get. That's the difference. In other words, what we're saying now, according to this understanding, it really depends. Meaning, if the Rishon gave a get during this window, is it a good enough get? And generally we say no, because it could come to a full chalut kiddushin. The full chalut kiddushin is going to be after the time of giving the get. But if, however, it can never come to full chalut kiddushin because somebody else jumped in the middle and tried to do some sort of kiddushin, then the get would be a good get. And if it is a good get, what's a nafka mina? The nafka would be if the sheni, because both of them have to give a get, the Rishon and sheni, because it's something mikudesh, if you like, or some have mikudesh to both. And then the sheni then dies, then the Rishon wouldn't be allowed to remarry her because it's considered chazar grushato. That's all flow of the sugya. Okay, I thought it was very interesting two ways of understanding it, where again, just at a very high level, the Korban Eder was really interested in the activities of the Sheni, where the Ridbar's whole question is about the activities of Rishon. That's two ways of understanding this. Say that. Anyway, let's continue. Ayushnem Kohanim, what happens if both of them are Kohanim? Or Achim, then Shneem Asurim. So what we're saying here, if you remember before, when you had this so-called case, this like called Safa Mekodesh, we said, oh, you know what, it's not a problem, because really, you should have to be divorced from both, but one can divorce and one can marry her, if they like. But that doesn't work if they're both Kohanim, because a Kohen can't marry a Grusha. And also, that wouldn't work if they're brothers, because a person cannot marry his brother's ex-wife. That's why it doesn't work. What about Ushayu Shlosh Achim? What if the three brothers? Vikitshu Shnehem, and two of them did the Kiddushin, in this bizarre scenario where the two Kiddushin would be Chal. And met when they both died. How do you, Tatani, we can see quite clearly this brings us back to Masech the Avamot. In other words, they both died without having children. How did Tani, Reb Chia, Eshet met Echad Mityab Memet, Velo Eshet Shnei Metim? We saw this before in the case of Amar, if you remember. That the only case of Yibum, if it's Eshet Amet, only like a widow of one person and not a widow of two. Okay. What about Ayu Shnei Achim, Vikidshua? What if the Okay, so you've got two brothers, and they had this funny situation where they both somehow got involved. And then one of them died without having children. The first brother who was also here, is he allowed to now fully marry this woman? Because if you might want to split it in half. Let's say you look at it as a half-half. One half of her is his wife, and the other half is his yavama, because she's the other brother, so his other brother that got involved died and died without any children. So we say, which is exactly the point of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what difference does it make? She'd be mutar to him, either because it's his wife, mitzad echad, or mitzad shini, it's his yavama. They have to do yibum too. So Amar Rav Yunan ben Pazi says, no, you got it all wrong. Amar asur ba, it's asur. Why? So Amar Rav Yossi, time of the Rav Yunan ben Pazi, call yavama shinuchol lifnim. Meaning, any that's not kanui kulali abam, meaning any time that it's not that through yibum he's not making acquirer fully, meaning that their union is not resulting as 100% because of yibum, Sada kanoi shaba, that which is trying to yibum to her, nidu mushum erava ve'erapot eretz atzarata. Which means, I think this is what it means. Normally, one's brother's wife is completely asur to him. It's ariot. It's yibum that's matirat. Okay? But that's only if yibum affects the entirety of her. If it's only going to be in, like in this case, let's call it partially, then yibum wouldn't be able to matir that tzad, if you like, that side, that the isu ariot that exists, and that's it. I think that's the way I explain it. Okay, so Amrav the Gemara now says, Amrav Chanina, Yehut, it makes sense what he says because Amrav Yunum Pazi, I think he's giving a difference for here. Says Klum Naflu La Lo Machmad Achiv La Achiv Hu Asur Lo Hu Muteret. He says obviously it makes a lot of sense. Why does it make sense? Why this other half you want to talk about, the fact that he wants to do Yibum too, is because it's his. Through the Yibum, because it was his brother's wife. No, that's what we're saying. But to the brother himself, meaning this, she would have been Asur in this situation because of the, you know, Chetzi-Chetzi issue where she has to get immigration from both of them. So if to the brother, which were trying to originate this union, it was Asur too, Kavachomer, for the Yabam, it wouldn't work. So that Sad Chetzi would be Asur. I think it's a different Sfara that is being brought here to basically support this law. Okay. What's this case? Because if you remember the end of the Mishnah, we said the girsa was bat koin Israel lo tachal b'truma, bat Israel koin bat koin Israel as well lo tachal b'truma. This is the suffix thing. The question was who were referring to? What's going on? So the Gemara now says lachen shechelon mitzchah miti lashmo inan. This is korban eda. Ela sheafilu asheni koin. Even if the sheni is koin, meaning to suck them, let's say Kohen, Vasheni Kohen, and the Sheni is also Kohen, this Kohen should be able to eat from Truma. However, Kamashma the Kiddush Rishon, if he was in Israel, should Israel poselet mitrumata. The Ibish name Israel, Pshita, obviously, Taha Akopanim, Kunuyahul Israel Mimanafcha, because in either way, he should be Kano Israel, the Ibahasheni Israel, Varishon Kohen Nami Pshita, Kiban Tatsafu Kiddushi, and Lama Lotif Silba Betruma. So the whole Kiddush here, we're trying to say is that despite what he's saying, that if they're both, if these both individuals, the Rishon and the Sheni of Israel, obviously she can't eat from Truma if she's a bad Kohen. And if the first person was a Kohen and the second one is Israel, we just said the second person tafsir bekedushin. So obviously she won't be able to Truma. The whole Chiddush of what he's saying in the Gemara is, let's say she was a bad Kohen and the Sheni was a Kohen, you would think, okay, tafsir bekedushin, the Sheni, so therefore she can eat from Truma. But no, since the Rishon's got a hand at play in this, and he is in Israel, that's Pasal Avikidushin. Okay, let's continue. Ha'omer li'isha ha'ret mekudeshi li almanat she'eten lich 200 zuz. You mekudeshi me on condition I give you 200 zuz. Ha'rezim mekudeshi v'hu yiten. Importantly, here means that she's mekudeshi and the 9 needs to be fulfilled. And when it is fulfilled, he gives her the 200 zuz. The Kormaneta says, it's a mishiten mekudeshi l'mafreya. Meaning, because kol almanat means machshav. Mimi yukudeshi li from now. Almanat means the chalut is happening this second when I give you the money. So now once he gives the money, they will marry, they will already consider mekudesh from the time he made this arrangement. Okay, almanat she'ten lech mikan vat shloshim yom. What if it says on condition I give you within a 30-day period? Natana b'toch shloshim mekudesh, milamen mekudesh. Well, it depends if the night's fulfilled or not. Very simple. If he doesn't give it to her in 30 days, then she's not mekudesh. Almanat sheyesh li matayim zuz. If I have on the condition I have that much money, I raise mekudesh b'yeshlo, provided he has. Almanat sheerech matayim zuz. What if he says I will show you 200 zuz? Well, mekudeshet ve'yerena. Then is mekudeshet as long as if he shows it to her. Ve'im erala, if he just goes to like a money changer or to the bank and shows her 200 zuz, then ain't mekudeshet. Because understanding when he says I'm going to show you 200 zuz means of his own funds, not from just like I'm going to give you a tiul of what money looks like. That's not what the intention was.
And that's Hana'ah for her?
No, this is a Tanai. Almanat, meaning he's doing Kiddushin with Kesef. He's giving her a ring or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But what we're dealing with now is stipulations. Tanai. Okay? That's important. Yeah, good point. Thank you for pointing that out. Now the Gemara says, Ha'omer li isha re'at mekudeshe. So tamantaninan, harei zikitech. What if he says, a man says to a woman, this is your get. Almanat shedili on the condition you give me 200 zuz. Once again, harei zim mekudeshe for tidnan. Same thing. Same din. Tonight's fulfills his migration from that point in time. Loi speaker li ten ad shemet. What if she didn't get a chance to hand it over until he died? Now, do we say, oh, there's no, you know, like the Tanai is now not possibly able to be fulfilled, so she's not migration? So importantly, by the way, it's almanatz will be migration from when he's still alive. Remember, it goes like Mefreya. So, however, the Gemara says the Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says Omer. He says notnim la'aviv v'la'achiv v'yiptura, meaning the understanding of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is not that I personally received the money in my hand, but it's either me or my heirs. That comes into the family account. Let's call it that. And as long as, even if after he died, as long as she gives over to his father or his brothers, because in this situation he doesn't have children, then it would be sufficient to exempt her from Yibum Nechalitza if she was Megureshet. Great. Now, so Gemara says, up be Kiddushin ken, even Kiddushin the same thing. Why help me, Yisharei Mekudeshet li, you Mekudeshet li, al manat she'eten lech, that I'm going to give you my time zuz. Ve'lo yispik li ten la ad shemet, and he didn't give a chance to give her that money until he died. K'raman Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, like we said above, that the ikar is the funds, not who's handing it over. Then aviv v'achiv not ninla, then that money can be handed to her in order that the condition is fulfilled, and she's mekudeshet l'mafreya because again it was almanat, and that would require her v'hiz kukah lechalitza v'liyibun, that would require to do yibum lechalitza. Okay, now Gemara says Rabbi Aval says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Now, fine. Seder simfon the kahu. Let's say you want to do such a stipulation that mevatel the kiddushin. How would it work? Now I think we've seen this piece once before as well. Yeah, back in Gittin, sorry. It says, "Who se kachu? Ana palan ben pana, me ploni ben ploni." He says, "Mekadesh, I'm betrothing you, lech, ant, meaning you, palnit bat palan, so and so, the daughter of so and so, almanat li ten lech mekamat palan, that I'm going to give you this mekamat coin of the korban as some sum of money." Or michnasich leon palan, and on condition that you end up, I'll end up marrying you, bring you to my household by such and such a date. Ve'in at yom palan, if this date arrives, ve'lo kenastich, and I do not marry, like bring you into my household, lo yehavu li klum, meaning I will have no claim over you, such that you wouldn't be considered mekudeshet. Okay, what happens though? So therefore, if it doesn't come around, it's not mekudeshet. There you go. There you go. Come. It's fine. So ira la ones, what happens, however, if there was some sort of ones, something completely out of his control prevented him from doing so? So Rabbi Yochanan says unsa kamando la aved, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says unsa kamando aved. So let me just explain this inside. When you said the korban ha'eda, he says unsa kamando la aved. You can see this, and it says in the korban ha'eda, de'ein tanat ones b'kiddushin, aval diyesh tanat ones b'gitin. We find by gitin that there is a claim of onus, but he's saying that doesn't apply in kiddushin equally. Why? Because shani get she ain't a to a level. Because when it comes to a get king bar kocha, it's fully dependent on his dad. So therefore, lo need to sell garech ella imi avorat nai beratzon. So therefore, when he gives it over, his only intent really is that this will be a this tnai will be less effective to battle it if I do so willingly. Okay, but it's some sort of ones that's not really in the calculation. Aval on because aval ones from our patri. Aval kiddushin to be in and gam data isha. However, in kiddushin there are two parties that are dats involved here. Afilu according to Rabbi Yochanan, afilu on kem time be ones, even if something was completely out of his control that prevented him from fulfilling the tanai. For example, he didn't bring it to his household because I don't know some sort of an accident or something. Then ptura him kiddushah. Then the kiddushin is not chal. Okay, the ones from Rachana Patra Emrinan, aval ones chayav Rachmana lechayav ishtig agida ve'lo Amrinan. Meaning, we say Rachmana ones is patur for someone, but not mechayav someone. In this situation, the mechiyu would be making her a mukadesh of this individual. Okay, so very importantly, even though you find out the case of a claim of ones that would not affect the tanai, meaning when it comes to gittin by kiddushin, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't fulfilled. It wasn't fulfilled. It should not be Kodesh. However, Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, no, you find the same thing by Kiddushin as well. Commander Avad, as if the Tanai was fulfilled. So, Adat Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, what if you want to make sure in these situations you're protected in the cases of Ones? So the Gemara says, this is what you put into the Tanaim. It says, De'in ata yom planat, v'lo havid konsali, lo ya'alech klum. Meaning, I'll just read the Korban imaz, sha'ishalun ditratse. Meaning, what he does now, instead of saying, if such and such a date arrive and I don't do something, Kontra, according to Resh Lakish, if it's honest, it's if the Tanai was fulfilled. So how do you protect a woman in that situation? You can protect her by involving her dart as well. Meaning, and you don't want to come into my house. So what happened? Let's say there's honest and some severe honest that means, I don't know, this person might be incapacitated for a long time. She can say, lo mitratzit, I do not want to, and the Tanai will also be triggered. Okay, that's how you should be doing. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Damich, when he was on his deathbed, he commanded, Paki Labanti Diyahabun Abdin Kriv Shimon Lakish. Make sure if you make such a Tanai, you do according to the Shittah of Shimon Lakish. I mean, he put that extra stipulation in. Because Shema Ya'amod Beitin, because I'm concerned that a Beitin will come along and Paskin Viskug de Kavate will hold like Rabbi Yochanan that what? That Ones is if the Tanai is fulfilled even by Kiddushin. And you would have got married based, like, in, let's say you got married based on a Tanai and it was honest, and you thought, according to my Shita Rabbi Yochanan, that's fine, I can go marry who I like. Beitin will come along and say, no, it was honest, so therefore you're married to person number one and your children will be mamzerim. So he said, make sure you put this extra clause in just to cover in case the halachas like Rabbi Shimon Lakish, which is interesting because that's what I say, Tamanech Yechamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. One Pshara saw on that is that Tamanech Chacham will find a way of navigating situations and scenarios to ensure there's no machloket between chachamim. That's marbim shalom olam. So halachically, so in this situation, if the practice of Israel to put that tonight, according to Resh Lakish, you never enter the you will avoid a machloket chachamim. Okay. Now higi azman hu omer. Let's say the time arrived. Hu omer azmer natati. I fulfilled it. Tonight. Omer lo natati. I didn't take anything. I didn't receive anything. And the Gemara says, Amrav Abu Mekeman Shuma Bakesh Lotzi Simfon, because he wants to, Lotzi Simfon means he wants to remove that Tnai that would battle the Kiddushin. Let's put it that way. Since he wants to pull it at Miyad Isha, therefore Alav Araya, it's on him. Korbanator says, he wants to Lotzi Vla Atela Takado Basim Shum Masaila Isha that assists her. And the Simfon is Kamal Vektu Bashar. It's like a debt now. Therefore, alav lahavi ra'aya, if the burden of proof is on placed on him. Okay. Hegia hagar matzmacha. De lo have a simfon. What if it wasn't, there wasn't written? Right? The Korbanator says, emol nafshala im ein kan shtar tnaim ela tnai ba'al peh. Let's say it was a verbal one. Min eman, now what would be the din? Meaning, because you're not trying to be, in other words, if the whole svara was, there was a shtar now, and you're trying to moitzi the shtar matzim v'chal ora. What if it wasn't? It's the verbal thing. So I've got a different reason why the burden of proof is on him. Because her chazak is someone mutar. He's trying to make her asur, meaning to marry anybody else and make her his wife. So therefore, burden of proof is on him. The Gemara says, what about a different case? That's the Korban that explains it. What if, again, the Tanai was meant to be after the 30, like, it was within a year, that Tanai had to be fulfilled. And they got married within the year. And now we've got the debate. She says, you gave it to me, you didn't give it to me. Ata uvde kamei rabbi avau, amar le zilhav. Go give it to her. Give her the money. So I'll just read a little bit here. It says here, I'll just look at the Korban Eda. It says, kansa batoch hazman, this is a Korban Eda, shekaval lekem tnai, because he hazman hu omer natati. He omer, no natati me, I didn't receive anything. She's already asked, they're already together, and there was no tonight resa, ela tonight it was Baal Peh. What's a din? So after when the Maisa came before him, and he says, Amar le Rebbe Baal the Baal, zil havla, give it to her. Even though you've married her within the window, the time period hasn't expired, and you're not trusted, you paid it. When Osafalav Chiv Mahmacha Kansa, coffin, and because you got married, he was forced her. So Amarle Rebbe, Isha lo kaniti v'atama li azilhav. He says the response of the Baal says, "Well, mimanavshach. If you're telling me, if you're saying we're married, then that means I'll fulfill the Tanai. If you're saying we're not married, then I don't have to pay her anything. So mimanavshach, I shouldn't have to pay her a cent. That's effectively what he's saying. But how can you compel me to pay?" So Amar Rabbi Avahu, Mimai lo sichek bi adam elazer. In other words, I never saw someone who ridiculed or like tore me apart like this Baal, because it was right what he was saying. However, Chazav Ramai says, actually, you know, is wrong. Vamar im in, so in is like im, in hu Chazar bei yiten, in hi Chazar bei lotiten. So this is a fascinating piece here. I'll show in the Korban Eda. He says, Chazar Vamar Shadin Kidvarav Rishonim. No, I was right. Because he's married, he can't now say, I don't have to pay. Why? Because once they got married within the window, it's as if they were batel. The fact they got married within this period, it's as if they were batel the tnai that would be conditioned, that would be that the kiddushin was contingent on. Because otherwise, if now the tnai with the kiddushin was still contingent on that tnai being fulfilled, then, and if tnai wasn't eventually fulfilled by the end of the 12-month period, for example, then what they're doing now is a bilat znut, out of wedlock type of relationship, and no one wants to do that. So mistama, the fact they got together within the window, must mean zul batil, the fact that the tnai, the kiddushin should be continued on the tnai. Let's continue. Mihu, nonetheless, the monetary component obligation, ma'ot ala, nisharu amot alav chov, like a debt. Meaning the fact that she was willing to marry him based on the promise of a certain amount of money, granted we just said that the conditions are longer contingent on it because I don't want the bila to be lat's not, but nonetheless she wants that money in the day, so it turns into a chov. Now you've said that's the metzias now. Habalach zorbo shalolekiyama tnai alav. Whoever the tnai, the condition was on, either he has to pay her or she has to pay him, whatever the tnai was, kofinoto veinochalach zorbo. They can't go back on it. Is lohu velohi umishim itchayev liten chayev lekayem afilu achar shekansa veinu nemani. He's not believed to say shapara. Okay, that's the way he explains, which is beautiful. So the Gemara says, "V'lo, he kadamaita." Isn't this what his initial position was? Compelling. It says, "Chaza va'asa ma'asa beitin." Indeed, that was his position, right? In other words, kivan shodali dvreya ish v'chakach ra'ash b'taut. In other words, the question was, if that his initial, he seemed to be, if you like, maskim to the baal. But the answer is no. Chaza va'asa ma'asa beitin, that he went back to the baal's house and said, no, now you have to pay, even though initially he thought he lost, if you like, to the baal. Now, interestingly, we've got these four lines here that I don't think the Korban Eda has in his nusach. You'll see why. Because first he doesn't comment on it, and the line after the Lamed Dalet is a continuation of this sugya, according to this explanation. But I'll just read a bit more. Seder simon kachu, edechad mishel chatan, ve'edechad mishel kala, v'shneim borim lehem od. In other words, if you want aiding, what happens is, the chasen side gets a aid, the kala side gets an ed, and they pick two together. So you have three edim, effectively. And therefore, they've got two edim that was the agreement of each party. Kedei shiyu lo shnei edim lezeh v'shnei edim lezeh. Okay. Now the Gemara says, v'hadar atamar b'she'en shnei modim. Aval imu shnei modim, shnei mechulim la'akorat ha'gidushin. So just to explain, Korban Eda says, what are they being modim? This is back to our case, not the case of the edim, by the way. This is going back to our case. Aval, in other words, hadat amar like lachar shekatzah kofin od lakem etnai, you have to fulfill the condition. Aval kiddushin, the kiddushin stays intact, and it's not a stira. The whole way we explained it, that there will be vatal the fact that the kiddushin is the contingent on the tnai, but the monetary piece is still in place. Hainu dafka, that's when there's a dispute. Ela sheyesh hakhasha b'nehem, shu'ol mer natati v'yomol, you did give it, you didn't give it. Aval imu shnei modim, this is what he says, shelo nitkem etnai, the tnai wasn't fulfilled, Ne'eman in the trusted, va'ish o isha yicholim lachzor b'hem. They can basically chozer vari muter la'alma b'lo get. Interesting, he's saying now that if they both agree that the condition was never ever fulfilled, then it seems to be a way he explains it now. Then it's if well the condition wasn't chal, and then she's free to go marry him in what she likes. Or pliya manda amar la'el b'shat nisuim bat lutanai, and it must be that this is cholek on what we said just above. That at the time when the nisuin was batel, if you like, the tnai, okay, and splitting between the two, inami or tavi not inami lo plagi v'hachi. I record him in a similar, it's a different situation altogether. Okay, we'll continue from this piece next time. But the reason why I'm to continue is a bit over because this still relates. My point was to show this still relates to the discussion above, even though we had this sort of according to Korban Eda, this sort of intermission with the seder simfon. Okay, the seder kol terov. Have a good day, everyone.